Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And And welcome back to Children Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you so much for keeping it tuned here to Children Generation Radio. Well, I am very excited to welcome back to the program a gentleman who has been traveling and getting refreshed and you know, kind of clearing his mind, probably, I imagine, a little bit. And it's funny because I try to do that. I try to take some time each evening where I just kind of separate and focus on something else, you know, spend some time with the Lord and just focus on something else. Because it's so much. It's just so much. And even if I take 2 or 3 days away, it's like you come back, nothing changed. So Michael Morris, Newsbusters, Free Speech America, censortrack.org. Welcome back. Sorry, the mound of dung has not decreased, unfortunately. I apologize. I wish we'd been able to incinerate some of it, but unfortunately it just keeps growing.
Well, thank you for having me on the program. I really appreciate it. And you're absolutely right. You know, for some reason while I was gone for 2 weeks, the world didn't stop. And as you noted, the mound of dung. Yeah. The craziness just piled up while I was out. You know, we've got UFO hearings this week. Meanwhile, we've got scandal after scandal piling up on the Biden family's doorstep. We've got RFK Jr. going in front of the weaponization committee talking about how big tech and big government colluded to censor him, among others. We've got Twitter writing community note after community note, specifically targeting, it seems, presidential candidates leading up to the 2024 election. We've got the big media covering over story after story, scandal after scandal, whistleblower after whistleblower to protect the Biden administration and a clear election interference scheme. It just doesn't end. It's outrageous. It's crazy. And, you know, shocker, I didn't stop while I was away. But here we are. I'm back. And in Newsbusters, we're going to try to help the American public by exposing some of this nonsense that's going on in the media.
So I guess, we want to talk about those things. One of the pieces of news that's out there that I'm curious as to what your take might be on it is Elon Musk is talking about rebranding Twitter as X and creating a whole I don't know, it's a whole plethora of platforming around this X concept. Have you been looking at that and what do you think? Because this, I mean, right, doesn't this address the censorship issue, which by the way, I am still under my true identity, so to speak, I'm still banned for life from Twitter.
Yeah, so I am sorry to hear that. And look, yeah, we have been following X and kind of figuring out what's going on there. It's very interesting. Musk actually posted on July 24th. I'll just read straight from his tweet. He said, Twitter was acquired by X Corp both to ensure freedom of speech and as an accelerant for X, the Everything app. This is not simply a company renaming itself, but doing the same thing. He says the Twitter name made sense when it was just 140 character message going back and forth, like birds tweeting, but now you can post almost anything, including several hours of video. And then he says, in the months to come, we will add comprehensive communications and the ability to conduct your entire financial world. The Twitter name does not make sense in that context, so we must bid adieu to the bird. Look, this is interesting stuff. Musk has been talking about X for a very long time, and X Corp and X.com. In fact, I believe there was a merger back when the PayPal mafia was around. Musk was actually part of the PayPal mafia along with David Sachs and several others.
And, you know, so he's been wanting to do something like this for quite some time now. And it appears that he's using Twitter as a launching board for X Corp. And it's not much unlike what other big tech companies have done. For example, Facebook. So Facebook is now under the parent name Meta.
Right.
Well, that also includes Instagram. It also includes Threads, and it includes WhatsApp. So Meta is the parent company name, and then you have those four other brands underneath that. Not much unlike what Google has done, right? So Google is under Alphabet. You've got Google, you've got YouTube, and then all of its other products as well, Google Suite, et cetera. Again, not much unlike Microsoft, okay? Microsoft, and you've got some of Microsoft's news. You've got Xbox, you have LinkedIn, and all of those are under the full, and Microsoft Word, it's Word Suites, Office Suites. All of that is under Microsoft. You know, so it looks like Musk is kind of heading that direction as well. And so you've got X Corp. Underneath it will be what was formerly known as Twitter and now is X. Then you'll probably have XAI. SpaceX. He's going to be adding video content and things like that. And now also financial transactions, payment processing, and who knows, maybe he'll fold Tesla under X. That remains to be seen. Mm-hmm. But it looks like he's falling in the mold of a lot of these other big tech companies. The question is, will his free speech vision survive on this rebrand and this growth of this new platform that he's created?
Well, I think that's the big question. And you know, at what point does he get a hold of? Because, like I just mentioned, you know, Twitter is not the free space per se that a lot of people were hoping that it would be. It still has a lot of bugs when it comes to being a purely free speech type platform. I'm not the only individual who's still banned. There are others that are still banned. There are others that have been banned since Elon Musk has taken over Twitter. So it's not, you know, you really have to wonder, is he just setting up another, you know, large conglomerate that ultimately morphs into, you know, I mean, are his aspirations truly, what's the word, altruistic? Or are they driven by money? Are they driven by, you know, monetary interests? And obviously, if he's publicly traded, then there'll be fiduciary responsibilities, Michael, that are going to be associated with this. And so, you know, the stockholders, those that own the interests, are gonna ultimately drive the ship. Obviously, he'll try to stock option it in such a way that he maintains the majority control, but it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, absolutely. And part of that goes with leadership, right? So look back again at who Musk brought on to help run the advertising side of what was formerly known as Twitter. Mm-hmm. He brought on Linda Yaccarino. Mm-hmm. Well, she's anti-free speech. She's the former NBC Universal executive, now CEO of Twitter, now X.
Yep.
She said, quote, "It's an exceptionally rare thing in life or in business that you get a second chance to make another big impression. Twitter made one massive impression to change the way we communicate. Now X will go further, transforming the global town square." Well, transforming it how? Well, part of that is she says that it will be powered by AI. She said, X will connect us all in ways we're just beginning to imagine. So there's a couple of things going on here. Yaccarino, we actually reported that she once attempted to pressure Musk to reinstate some of the same Orwellian censorship practices of the old Twitter regime. This was under former CEO Jack Dorsey, including excessive content moderation that was designed to combat what they're, you know, what the left loves to call so-called misinformation. All right. Yep. Musk actually rebuffed her suggestion there, but she's the CEO of the company. They're wanting to change the new global town square. What does that look like? Well, we've already seen a little bit of what that looks like, and it's unfortunate because Musk has actually pushed forward with several troubling things. And as you noted, it's not free speech. We've got Twitter community notes. That's just a crowdsourced alternative to professional fact-checking. And while some on the right appear to like it because it's on their side in some cases, these warning labels are still a form of censorship. And what happens if the platform winds up in the wrong hands? You mentioned fiduciary duty to shareholders. If this goes back public, well, then that means Musk is no longer in charge. So we're going to have the same problems that we see with Google, the same problems we see with Facebook, the same problems that we see with Amazon and all these other publicly traded big tech corps. And there's going to be massive amounts of pressure to censor all over again. Not to mention, in November of last year, Musk described on social media platforms its free speech policy as freedom of speech, not reach. Well, what does that mean? That means you can say all that you want to say, but Twitter or X is not necessarily going to allow anyone to hear it. Well, that's not free speech at all. That's suppression is what that is. And it's exactly the same thing that Jack Dorsey was saying when he was CEO of the company. And so that's not a departure at all from some of the previous nonsense.
Well, you know, and the other piece to this is now you're going to have a war between Zuckerberg and Musk. And you know, I don't know, it, you know, I think about there was a movie called Warrior, but where Nick Nolte says this to his estranged son, Tom Hardy, you know, well, the devil, you know. But that's kind of an old saying, right? It, you know, and that's kind of the situation we're in, it seems to me, is, you know, the devil, you know. I'm going to reach out to my friend, Dr. Robert Epstein, who's been tracking all of these algorithms and try to get him lined up to get onto the program to talk about these things, because I'm sure he has some great insight into it. But Michael, from a media perspective, let's go back to, because we want to talk about the journalistic aspect of this. Are not these critical stories that major news media investigative journalists should be digging into and trying to find out and reporting on and making the public aware in kind of a mannerism of holding these entities accountable for the decisions that they're making that really are going to impact our lives?
Well, that's a great question. And unfortunately, the answer is that's exactly what they should be doing, but that's exactly what they're not doing. And the reason why is that legacy media is more than happy to allow censorship to occur on big tech platforms. In fact, they're involved with their own form of censorship. You know this because we've talked about it before, and I'm sure your viewers remember, big tech and big media stole the 2020 election for Joseph R. Biden. And how did they do that? They did that by censoring important news, right? The Hunter Biden scandal, the Biden family scandal that came out shortly before the election in 2020. And we have a study that actually showed that 9.4% of Biden voters, these aren't just everyday Americans, these are actual Biden voters, if they had been made aware of the scandal in the 7 swing states, 9.4% would have changed their vote, and it would have thrown the election, instead of to Joseph R. Biden, to Donald J. Trump, and he would have gotten 311 electoral votes, a landslide victory, had they only been made aware. But big tech and big media didn't want the American public to know,
right,
and stole the election through this censorship.
And not only did they steal it through censorship, but they in even less blatant ways, according to, again, what Robert has you know, come up with, the algorithm that he ran back then, was able to show that just through, you know, targeted get out the vote subliminal messaging that came up in searches relative to these Democrat voters. So not only did they not get the information, but in addition to that, Michael, they were subliminally kind of nudged, hey, don't forget to get out and vote. And the targeting was done to those that Google knew were going to vote Democrat specifically.
Yeah, look, and we've done some of our own research on that. We ran several studies back in the 2022 elections, so the midterm elections. We actually caught Google manipulating search. It buried GOP campaign websites 83% of the time in the top Senate races. We looked at Real Clear Politics for the top Senate races leading up to the 2022 election, and Google actually buried the campaign websites of the GOP senators in these key races. They actually buried 100% of the time their top critics that were campaigning in the lead up to the 2022 midterms. And then to your point, in Georgia, the runoff election with Raphael Warnock,
right.
They actually targeted a neutral GA precinct so that they could try to sway voters in favor of the Democratic candidate in that jurisdiction.
All right. I want to get to another one of the big stories that's out there today, and that is the cardiac arrest of Bronny James, LeBron James's son. And our thoughts and prayers are with him. We wish and pray that he will be okay. But, you know, here we have once again, there's been a lot of conversation. LeBron James came out in September of 2021 and said, myself and my family have all been vaccinated. I'm on a stream where multitudes of doctors are giving their reports on the epidemic of myocarditis associated and incidences associated with the vaccine. But Michael, mainstream media, boy, I'm telling you that you know, the minute somebody says something about it, it's a conspiracy theory.
Well, what's amazing here is the lack of curiosity, the lack of questions. You know, we absolutely care, and we, you said it, prayers are with the James family, with LeBron, with Bronny. It's horrible to think that a healthy young adult male who's in his athletic prime, you know, he's actually playing with USC, University of Southern California, a great school. They've been fantastic in the NCAA for the last several decades here that I can remember, in basketball and in football. So this is a top program. This is a top athlete, arguably the son of one of the greatest basketball players of all time. So this is a high caliber athlete, and he has cardiac arrest. And why is the media not asking important questions? That's what the American people should be looking at with this story, is why isn't the media wanting to get at what's going on here?
Well, and why isn't the media then, you know, again, here's an opportunity to put this together. On July 1st, 2022, Vince Iwuchukwu suffered a cardiac arrest during a practice. He's now a teammate of LeBron James. Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin, that's probably the most well-known case. Florida forward Keontae Johnson underwent cardiac arrest when he was at a game playing Kansas State. There's multiple, cases of this going on, and you can find, it's easy to find these. Why isn't somebody raising the flag and saying, hey, we've got a problem?
Well, look, and from the Media Research Center's perspective, this is what journalism is about.
Right.
All of the big media did, all the legacy outlets did when the pandemic first started was regurgitate Fauci's talk, was regurgitate CDC talking points, was regurgitate WHO narratives. And we found out later that the live leak theory that they called a conspiracy for months and months and months may actually be exactly where the virus originated. We found out later that we heard lies for months and months and months and months and months. That masking either does work or doesn't work, or that you need to wear one mask or two masks or five masks or 12 masks. And only later did they say, oh, well, it turns out, and this was even in the New York Times, that masking may or may not have had an actual effect on keeping more safe from COVID-19. You know,
I got to share this. This is absolutely hilarious. So, my understanding is that Congress has forwarded a document to the Department of Justice with charges against Anthony Fauci. So I typed in Fauci may be indicted as a search just to see what comes up. Here's what comes up. Yikes. There was a problem loading the results for Fauci may be indicted. It's on screen right now. I'll send you a picture of it, Michael. I guess I shouldn't be stunned. I shouldn't be surprised, but that's pretty insane that it says, yikes, there was a problem loading results for Fauci may be indicted. Now, do you think that my name and search engine and everything about me just got recorded in somebody's system somewhere? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can count on it.
Well, one thing's for sure. Look, Senator Rand Paul has been on this from the very beginning. He's actually sent official criminal referral on Dr. Anthony Fauci to the DOJ. And, of course, your legacy media outlets don't want to talk about that either. But yep. Garland doesn't want to bring this up, just like he doesn't want to, appoint a special counsel to look into the Biden family scandals, and the media is covering up that too. So,
and where's the investigation?
Same problem.
And where's the investigation? And I know we got to jump here, but where's the investigation regarding the fire at Rand Paul's office? Where's the investigation on that? Where's the big news on that? That is huge news. How coincidental that Rand Paul, within days on either side of that fire, makes that request regarding Anthony Fauci and his office burns down. Come on, folks. All right. I mean, that's just, yeah. Anyway, Michael, thank you so much for being here. Good grief.
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my gosh. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more. Coming up, Pastor Clenard Childress Jr. joins me, blackgenocide.org. Coming up right after this brief break. Let me see if I can make all these buttons work here and do this. All right. Here we go.
So up next, we have CleanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And CleanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And it is always, always my pleasure to welcome my next guest to the program. He is the founder and has been fighting the fight relative to making folks aware of the genocide, the black genocide that is taking place. I started promoting this website long before he and I ever met, in fact, and have promoted his website for at least 10 years. And so when we were able to finally connect and I was able to get him on my program, it was an exciting day, and it still is when he comes on. I welcome Reverend Clenard Childress Jr. Reverend Clenard, welcome. It's great to have you on.
Always great to be with you and be a partaker of your great efforts to educate the people and to reach out to this nation's citizens in this dire situation we are in. So you're needed. You're needed. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so very much. Well, you know, there was one of those reels that I was watching that was talking about, you know, what's happened to Black America. And his statement was, you know, our issue is not slavery. He said our issue is the deindustrialization of America. You know, that started in the early 70s, which I thought was a really astute point.
Yeah.
About how, you know, you had folks, red, brown, yellow, black, and white, but a lot of minorities as in particular, but a lot of people that were coming out of high school with certifications to do plumbing and you know, building, you know, carpentry, electrical work, you know, go into these plants and make a nice living you know, building automobiles or you know, other components or whatever, working in industry in the United States.
Yes, yes.
And that's
a section, a portion of our community, about economically speaking, that particular individual has made a very astute observation. And certainly we should be able to step back and note, if he can make that observation, our educators should be able to make that observation, and our political leaders. And they took shop out of high school. They took all the industrial trade classes out of high school. Not everybody is going to a four-year school for to get a degree. Mm-hmm. It's just not in it for them to do, and it's not also their gift and talents. I have friends right now who are on the wrestling team with me who were Italian. They were plumbers. Amen. Their daddies were plumbers.
Yeah.
And each one of them has two houses.
So, there you go.
That's the American dream. They had no interest in going to a four-year school. They just did not have that. That was going to be their vocation. Mm. Those options have been cut off for a lot of African-American kids. And needless to say, you're still in line for a very hefty salary if you have automotive skills, but you need the technological part of that the high school could impart to you, and then go right in. And I can't tell you how many of my friends graduated, missed out on sports scholarships, but went to General Motors and went to right here in New Jersey. I mean, you had Ford and Lyndon. In General Motors, I forgot where they were at. I think that was maybe
Detroit,
Edison. The fact of the matter is, and these jobs were kind of waiting for you if you still chose. And so yes, that's hurt the African American community. I think it's hurt
everybody. Yeah. Well, I have an Italian background. My grandfather was Attilio Demelli. And they founded the trash collection business.
Oh, they run Newark, right?
they out on the West Coast, but it was just getting in and working, restaurant business. You know, that was something that I did a lot of as a young man. I got into the restaurant business.
My parents also did the same thing. My mother, believe it or not, basically catered to the Jewish community, African-American woman in the Temple Emmanuel, Temple Shalom. She did a lot of the bar mitzvahs.
Okay.
She learned how to produce kosher catering.
And nice.
But it was a Jewish man that took her under his wing.
Right.
And liked the way she worked. She showed up every day. And he says, I can teach you this and doors would be open for you, because he would give his approval.
Okay. Right.
And the rest is a nice story, because they, my mother and father both came up from Tennessee, Columbia during the migration to the North. My dad had a sixth grade education and my mother had a eighth grade education. And they came up here because they wanted a better life other than the South.
Right.
And that's what they did. But my dad came right up into a factory job.
There you go. New York,
and they're all gone. Most of the factory jobs in New York are gone.
They shipped them away. They shipped them out to third world countries that are now bypassing us economically.
And this is what people fail to recognize. Enough about Donald Trump. He recognized that and began to bring all those jobs back.
Yep.
And if they didn't play right in trade, he hit them with tariffs that felt that they were taking advantage of the country.
Yep.
We certainly don't have anything like that right now.
No.
In the White House. And it's amazing to me that this has gone on as long as it's going on without people being in an uprage. But I think we're kind of warming up to it now, and hopefully, I think it's next week's hearings with Hunter Biden's best friend coming before Congress, sharing that while they were cutting deals, that Hunter Junior had Joe Biden on the phone, which is a direct lie to the American people for the years.
Yep.
We're going to go through a shaking because at that point, something has to be done. And we have never been here before. There has never been corruption on this level being exposed. And
that's your key. I think that's your key right there. There's never been corruption on this level being exposed. Yes. We can't necessarily say that there's never been corruption before.
Oh, no, we can't.
But we can say that there's never been corruption that is finally being exposed in the way that it is. And they, man, I'll tell you, you know, in the same way that they prance around in, you know, in some of these neighborhoods, I don't know that they really feel like they've got a lock on this. I think that they really feel like, nah, we're going to. You know, we're going to get through this.
Well, if you're talking about the Democrats right now, that would scare me. I'm going to tell you why it would scare me. It would mean that they can almost assure election fraud.
Yeah.
Because if they have any ears on the street and if they do any talking to at the ShopRite, Pathmark or CVS, they're in big trouble. And I know they're in big trouble in the Black community. Big. I have people listening to me that would ignore me, count me off as some radical reverend. They didn't want to hear anything I had to say. If the conversation started, it would end. Yep. We'd go on to something because they are listening. They are listening now. And that means they're ready because they see the obvious. And if it's not the, certainly now the corruption, but the social agenda,
yeah,
the women's sports, this really is a dagger in the African-American community. They will not defend that, except the ones on the payroll will.
Right.
The ones that aren't on the payroll cannot defend this. And I say this because it's kind of what I do to try to get a,
It's and I'll tell you something else. The ones that are throwing in, I'll give you an example. Charles Barkley has been somebody who's been a pretty vocal guy, and mm-hmm. and for the most part, what he has said has made good sense. But now he came out and basically threw himself in with the Bud Light crowd.
Mm-hmm. Well, Charles Barkley financially is in trouble, and right now they are looking for iconic figures to somehow stem this tide. It will not work.
No, that's what I was going to say. Barkley just signed his own end. He's going to be done now. His little run with TNT and TBS and what have you, you know, Ernie and them, they better figure this out because, you know, the fact that he threw in on this and Kenny Smith has been on the edge all along because he's liberal.
Right, exactly.
And he promotes liberal concepts. Shaq's the only one of them that is held to some values.
I think Shaq goes to church, but anyway.
Well, I think Shaq goes to church too. But you know, and I don't know, I'm not gonna say that Kenny or Charles don't go to church, but the church they go to is Ralph Warnock's church. Okay? They go to Warnock's church. That's where they're going to church.
The biggest mistake ESPN ever made was trying to get into the social issues, trying to get into the political issues. They should have stayed where they're at, sports, don't give a lot of commentary or right. any type of endorsements for this woke agenda.
Yeah,
people go to sports to escape.
I'll tell you some. Yeah.
When I watch a football game, let me give you an
example. So nearly 50 years ago, 1974, I was watching. I'm an old school Raiders fan. I'm an old school Oakland A's fan. Okay, and I was watching the Monday night football game between Miami and Oakland, and it was the first game they'd played since Oakland had upset Miami in the playoffs the previous December, okay? And so Frank Gifford makes a comment, and he says, you know, we're just so glad that, you know, that the tragedy in San Francisco was averted. That's it. And I'm like, huh. Hey, I wonder what that is. So I searched that date and San Francisco.
Yeah.
Guess what happened on that date?
I was getting ready to ask you. What's he talking about?
The second assassination attempt on Gerald Ford, the president of the United States.
Wow.
Now, here's what I want you to get. That was the only mention of it in the entire 3-hour broadcast.
Wow. There you go.
In the entire 3-hour broadcast, Frank Gifford made an offhanded, just a brief thing that just said, no Bob Costa jump in, no nonsense, okay? And nobody talking about gun rights, nobody talking about, you know, oh, we got to stop the gun violence, no pause at halftime, nothing. Nothing. The game was not affected or impacted at all. Because sports was sports and news was news.
Good point. That's a good point. That's a good example too. Certainly, they need to reflect on what you just said. They need to juxtapose what you just said and the example you gave to what they're doing now. It's not working. Their audience is diminished, and it's going to continue to diminish. But certainly, it's almost universal, but it's certainly the war right now that I believe in the fall will shift even more so back to sanity. And I'm praying that indeed that we seize this opportunity to engage people. We really do have to go out on the highways and hedges and byways to engage people, let them know that there's people who are resisting this, especially in the African-American community. Because they're going to be looking for leaders who are willing to stand up publicly in the public square, not hiding behind stained glass windows, but actually going
right out there. Yeah, right out in it.
School boards, local elections. We have to engage and be in part of the process. That's the only way, because of the lie, as you well know, of separation of church and state. Probably one of the top best three lies Satan has ever been able to invoke, in especially amongst the people of faith. And it is our job to influence our elected officials and certainly influence our neighborhoods.
Well, you know, one of the things, and I've said this on my program a number of times, and I'd love to get your take on this as well, because I have talked about, God told me when I started this program, I want you to talk about secular humanism, I want you to talk about the LGBTQ agenda, and I want you to talk about Islam. You can talk about all these other things, but you've got to address those issues. Mm-hmm. Everybody told me, oh, all you want to do is talk about social issues. I mean, over and over again, I would hear, oh, you just want to talk about social issues. Look, showing 4-year-olds how it's okay for a grown man to take his fist and shove it up your anus is not a social issue. It's called child abuse.
Child abuse.
It's called grooming. Mm. And in my opinion, it kills me. It's like the abortion issue. They say, well, you know what? If you lead with the abortion issue, you're going to lose the election. Let me ask you a question. If you lead with talking about what's happening to our children in school, I got into a debate with the Independent Institute. The president was on my side. The vice president was saying that Ron DeSantis has destroyed his political career by going after Disney.
No, I don't believe that. And most people don't believe that. And most people appreciated that. He has to be skillful in his public presentation. He can't come off as that is the only issue. And he can do that. He's wise enough. He's intelligent enough. But to take that away from him or to not make it a part of his platform, that what he's achieved up to this point would be foolish on his part. Now, first of all, he's trying to run up against, I believe, the iconic Donald Trump at this point, God's man. He just is. But if in another world, if you were to take Trump out of the scenario, he'd be doing far, far, far much better than he is right now. And based on what he has done, his track record as governor, and who would have ever thought he would have taken the stand that he did take, clearly a decisive stand. And Disney is still losing money.
Absolutely.
And they're not winning the battle over the parents. They're not winning the battle of public opinion. People don't want to stand on a soapbox, but they appreciate someone standing there espousing their values who will stand up. Because at one point, everybody's about to just say, let's let them do what they want to do.
Look what's happening with Jason Aldean, you know, not in a small town. And look what's happening to CMT. I mean, look how many people are now jumping off of CMT. CMT is imploding.
But look at the man himself. We would have never known this if he doesn't do the song. He is not backpedaling.
Right.
He has not come in.
No apology.
Right. And that is the... To me, maybe because
You're that guy. Because you're that guy.
I appreciate it. Because no. I think you need to hear what I have to say. I think you and I need to be. I am a citizen of this nation. I can have an opinion, and certainly those opinions are based in the values that this country was founded upon.
Come on.
We know there was mistakes made. We know there was errors. We know there was misguided ideology. But the fact of the matter is the foundation remains the same.
In order to create a more perfect union, if that's not an admittance of the fact that they knew when they founded this thing that everything wasn't perfect, but they put in the structure, they put in place the ability, because look, it's the same thing, and that's why it's so important to understand, rights are not given, rights are endowed. God endowed, they're in us, okay? God, this is where I keep harping on the idea. John Locke's concept is that here's God, okay, or here's the rights, human hands or God's hand. And the founders said, no hands. They said, God made me with these rights.
Yeah, right,
God made me with the right to life. God made me to be free. He created me to be a free and liberated being. Now, what did he have to do in order to accomplish that? Send his son, Jesus Christ, to break the shackles of sin so that I could overcome sin and the ravages of death and walk in that liberty that he purchased for me. But he put it in me. I have given you everything for life and godliness.
You know, and that's the core. That's what I have to always remember. I got to bring it back to the solution. Okay, just as you did eloquently there. You know, we can get lost in the politics. We can get lost in the issues. But the bottom line is Jesus Christ came. Amen. To destroy the yokes of evil and my perverted thinking. And I needed a change in life. And it was people in that mindset that came up with the documents that we have today that have stood the test of time. And as a matter of fact, anybody in the civil rights movement knows Dr. King appealed to the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution continually and talked about never before has a socio-political document so profoundly and eloquently expressed the sacredness of human personality. And what was he talking about? We hold these truths. So, you know, to now be...
Man, I just got chills, brother. I just got chills when you said it. That's ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, and this is where the church has failed. This is where the church has failed. I don't care what it is. I shared this for those who want to go back and check it out, but I had a gentleman on the program and... Love you, man. But I didn't know this, but he brought out that he has been in or maybe still is in the homosexual lifestyle. And in our conversation, I said, you know, man, I just, you know, God loves you. I want you to know God loves you. And whatever hurts you're experiencing that you believe or have been led to believe that that choice is going to fix. It's not. And God's got a better plan for you.
Amen.
And he can set you free from that. And he can fill that emptiness, that gap in your life, because he loves you and he sent his son to fill that gap. And it was neat. And I'm hoping that I'm going to have an opportunity for he and I to continue that relationship. And I don't want to over publicize it, because I'm not trying to, you know, whatever. I'm not trying to make it. But my point is, is that I believe wholeheartedly that Jesus, when he said, I have conquered sin and death, when he said, I've conquered sin, he meant all sin.
All sin, yes. Yeah, absolutely. He didn't.
Okay, and we need to understand that sin is the weapon that Satan uses to destroy us. It's his goal. He hates us.
Yes, the wages of sin is death. So we know where he's trying to take us. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But yeah. Once again, that comment, that exchange you had, went to the core of that person's being. The word of God is sharp. It is quick to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and intent of the heart. Only a word like that goes right to the core of the problem. And no matter what he says after that, I remember when I got saved, no matter what that the person that led me to the Lord spoke like that, he went right to the core of what I need. Yeah, and I put on all sorts of airs like I wasn't listening and take it someplace else. But when I got alone in my college, in my room, I said, man, that dude, that what he said to me, I can't shake. And he's not going to be able to shake what you said. And God is going to affirm it. But somebody has to say it. Somebody sincere has to speak it.
Right. In love, not in hate. Not beating you over the head, not dropping a bunch of condemnation on you. But listen, God had such a beautiful plan for your life. Wherever you are today, as you're listening to me right in this moment, I want you to know, man, God's got a beautiful plan for your life. He loves you.
Oh, yes. Amen.
And the only way you're going to experience that plan is to be crucified with Christ. Open the door and let him in.
Begin the process. Amen. Amen.
And that's the only thing that's going to fix all of this. Everything we've talked about, everything I talk about every single day, the only thing that fixes it, the only thing that will fix it, is an encounter and a surrender to Jesus Christ as Lord of our lives, and then we will overcome.
Amen.
Reverend, I love you, man. Thanks for being with me today. I so appreciate it.
No, I appreciate it very much. I was looking at your tie and my shirt. I just picked it.
Hey, look at that. We are color coordinated. We are color coordinated. I love it. I love it. I love it. Hey, I got to hang on a second. I got to jump off TECN TV. Listen, Texas Fully Loaded is coming up right now. So stay tuned for that. I've got another great program coming up for you tomorrow. Be sure and tune in for that. And I will be back on there. And there we go. All right. I have released TECN TV. Very good. And to the rest of you that are with us all over social media, again, I just want to remind you, you can get the show archives. You can find these links. Go to show archives. That very first thing, I gave all the links so you can follow us. The videos on Rumble, the video that's up on Clout Hub, the links for those are there. And then the audio, and that's broken into 1 hour segments, just like this was. And that way you can watch it at or listen to it on iTunes, iHeart, TuneIn, Deezer, Spotify, GeoSavan. There's about 14 different places. And whatever your choice is, you can listen to this podcast, and I hope that you will. I'm going to sign off on that.
Okay.